The Record Spins on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
I'm Ross Reynolds. It's been compared to herding cats. Getting Mayor Murray's new Income Inequality Advisory Committee to agree on a minimum wage proposal. The committee has 23 members, and they hail from all walks of life in Seattle. Restaurants, government, unions. Howard Wright is co-chair, and he's also CEO of the Seattle Hospitality Group. He's a part owner of the Space Needle. They have until the end of April to lead this crew toward a final proposal. I heard from Howard Wright that the committee and subcommittees are making progress, and they've come to agreement on at least one agenda item.
We've gotten everybody to agree to the calendar. But we have not had any immovable obstacles. We have not become the working equivalent of Bertha.
What do you think are going to be the most difficult issues to resolve?
The three big issues are wage versus full compensation, and whether there will be a phase-in period or not, and whether there will be exclusions for specified groups, be they not-for-profit organizations, small family-owned businesses, training wages, babysitter wages, collective bargaining agreements. Those are the big issues.
And could you explain that first one a little bit further, the idea that compensation and $15 an hour might be two different things?
Full compensation could mean benefits. What are the value of benefits? Whether an employer pays education reimbursement, transportation reimbursement, meals reimbursement, gratuity, that sort of thing. That's another way to measure it instead of just straight wage.
How do you see both sides on all those three issues coming together?
If I think of this as a bell curve, there will be people at both ends of the spectrum who will be unhappy with the report that comes out. My goal, our goal, the committee's goal is to get a report out that represents most of what people want that is acceptable to most of the people. And on the outer edges, there will be people who will be unhappy. We acknowledge that.
I alluded to you and your co-chair, David Rolfe, as the cat herders. What do you guys bring to the table when it comes to getting people together?
We're trying to bring some discipline, rules of the road, respectful listening, not having separate press conferences outside of the committee, not having dueling opinions in the public arena. And so far, it's working as we hope.
I'm speaking to Howard Wright. He's co-chair of the committee, the new Income Inequality Advisory Committee. They're working on minimum wage in Seattle, among other things. Seattle City Councilmember Kashama Sawant is one of the council members on your committee, and she's set a deadline of the end of March to come up with a proposal. Your deadline is the end of April, but she says if there isn't a proposal by her deadline, she's going to go forward and put an initiative on the ballot this fall. What do you think about that possibility?
It's my goal to avoid a ballot choice in the fall. I haven't spoken to her about her deadline. We've spoken together while we are on the committee, and we have an open dialogue. I don't know what her plan is specifically, but I'm hoping that there is a report out that as many people as possible sign off on this report, and it goes to the mayor and it goes to the city council.
What do you think are the chances of getting done by the end of March instead of your stated deadline of the end of April?
We're fixated on mid-April, I think, is where we're going. We started January 1. The mayor gave us 4 months. Our own internal goal is 100 days. I think we'll be very, very close.
How representative do you think that this Committee on Income Inequality is of all the people who are affected by this issue?
Well, it's got a little bit of everyone on it. It has large employers, small employers, labor groups, not-for-profit organizations, organizations of color, eight women, which I realize is not close to the middle of, 23 people on the committee plus two co-chairs. But it has good representation from many constituencies.
Are you going to be getting any feedback from anyone who is not on the room? Admittedly, it's a large committee and quite representative, but will there be any kind of a public hearing to hear what others have to say?
Yes, there are six subcommittees that are meeting and inviting other constituents who are not represented on the committee of the whole, and there will be a symposium in late March for many people to come speak and for us to gather more information.
If you were a betting man, what do you think the chances are that the outcome of this will be a $15 an hour minimum wage?
I think that there will be a recommendation toward that with the issues of phase-in compensation and exclusions addressed within that recommendation.
When you say toward that, it might not be that $15 number?
could be more, it could be less. What I'm really saying is that I don't think that we'll see what we saw in SeaTac, which is we went instantly to a wage on a date with no other consideration for anything else.
That's Howard Wright, co-chair of the Mayor's Income Inequality Advisory Committee. By the way, if this does go to the polls, a new survey of likely voters this fall shows overwhelming support for a $15 an hour minimum wage. 68% of those surveyed said they'd approve. Only 25% were opposed. It's The Record on KUOW.